Aisha is doing what she can to feed her 9 children. But when it comes to the fierce winter cold of Yemen's Ma'rib province, she stands helpless. The family lives in this worn-out tent in the Al Sumayyah camp for displaced people. This is their third stop in a few months after they fled their homes.
My children are freezing to death. I'm saying the truth. God is my witness. We've been suffering all our lives, escaping from one place to another. The Houthis wouldn't let us lead a normal life. I'm not crying in vain. Have mercy on our poor souls. I walked miles for some water but came empty-handed.
There are more than 1,200 displaced families at Al Sumayyah camp. They fled the fierce fighting between the Houthis and the National Army in the districts of Haraib, Jubah, and Sirwah in Ma'rib province. None of these families have the most basic necessities. The winter cold is making their life more miserable.
Our children are suffering not only from hunger, but also from the freezing cold. We have no mattresses or covers. 3 families are living all together in a single tent. Many of the women here are pregnant. Above all, there are no proper toilets. Many relief agencies come over and registered our names for food supplies, but we haven't seen anything so far.
At this time of year, all these children are supposed to be at school, but that has become difficult now.
The residents of this camp are braving the toughest conditions. With the advent of winter, they need covers. It is true many relief agencies have come to help, but their contributions remain very limited.
The total number of internally displaced people in the province of Ma'rib alone exceeds 2 million. That represents more than half of all those displaced across Yemen, estimated at 4 million. Mohammed Van, Al Jazeera.